Well, she's one half of the reason we cover red carpets on our show. Melissa Rivers joining us on the line to talk about Joan Rivers Confidential, the book about her mom's life and legacy. Hey, Melissa.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Hanging in there.
Good. So, can we talk?
Oh, of course,
you can. You know, in all seriousness, though, I mean, it's been a few years since your mom's passing. Let's channel her, though, for a second. What would she say about the world right now with everything that's going on? She would want us to laugh, I know that, but what would she say?
Well, on a serious note, she would be very troubled by how much unhappiness and anger and I don't want to say violence, but she would be very troubled by how unhappy the world is and how angry everyone is. Because she just really wanted everybody to laugh and have fun.
Right.
I mean, genuinely, that's who she was. She always was like, you know, she always believed that she would be a great diplomat because if she could get both sides laughing, you can't hate anyone who you've laughed with.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think if there's...
Even if you don't agree with them, you still always think of the time first that you were laughing about something.
Right, and that's, you know, everybody is so uptight nowadays, right? When we just want to laugh. Like, why not be happy? Why not have a laugh?
Well, we are living in a time where there's a lot of serious stuff going on.
Yeah.
But at one point, everyone has got to take a deep breath and just, you know, my mom always used to say, when you make someone laugh, it's like giving them a mini vacation. And I think we are desperately in need for a few of those mini vacations.
For sure. So she had a very, very, positive and strong personality. But I want to ask you then, what is one personality trait or characteristic that you got, that you credit to your mom, that you have?
My love of the absurd and, like, where you can stand back and be like, this is insane and laugh.
Yeah.
Even in the darkest of circumstances. You can step back for a second and be able to go, oh my God, this is crazy. And never lose that perspective of being able, even in the darkest of times, to find some good. And the ability to just, I mean, even when my mother was in the hospital, there were things that were happening that I kept saying to her, you have got to wake up because you are not going to believe what is going on.
There was a lot going on in her life that is now on display in the book. Again, it's called Joan Rivers Confidential. You combed through her photos, like her files. And I have to ask, though, where do you even begin chronicling the life of her? Do you just, like, grab a box and start looking? What did you do?
Well, you know, things were very well organized. There was just a lot of it. So my friend Scott convinced me, and he was one of my mother's dear, dear friends. We always used to say he was the gay son she always wanted that I could never be.
Right.
And we started just going through everything. And I think once, there were so many ways to organize the book, as in we could have organized it by topic or person or, you know, there was a million ways. And once I think I really locked in to doing it chronologically, we were able to truly edit and say, does this move the narrative forward of the story we're trying to tell?
And I have to laugh at the section in the book where she's talking about, or you're talking, well, both of you are talking about flight attendants and things, because I was watching your interview with Whoopi Goldberg when you did the sit down, and then I'm reading the book and I'm going, I'm on a plane right now. Like, this is just too funny. But the book is like a scrapbook too, right?
It is a scrapbook. It's a photo essay, actually, which was really a creative challenge for me because I come from a world of a writing background, you know, writing and producing and performing. But basically, you know, everything is sort of steeped in writing. So to have to tell a story using only pictures and artifacts and articles and transcripts and not my words was such a challenge.
Did she ever go digital? Was she jotting notes on a tablet or cell phone, or did she just stick to paper the whole time?
No, she at the end was definitely digital, as in email, taking pictures. stuff like that. But you got to remember the majority of her career, where, I mean, up until what, probably 2000, mm-hmm. she was non-digital. So that was actually, you know, how people kept records. That was, it was, you know, I was like, why'd you keep everything? I'm like, because that's how you kept your files and your transcripts and your work, because that was the only option.
Right. And you two had such a close relationship. Was there anything that you learned about her in the process? I mean, we all think we know our parents really well. Did you learn anything going through the archives?
Oh, God, that she just kept a lot of crap. mostly that she always felt like if she was performing somewhere and there was a reason that it meant something to her or whatever, and I'm just making up an example, you know, and she took a book of matches from somewhere, why take one book and keep it when you can take a whole handful of matchbooks and keep them? So, you know, it was a little like, oh, if one is good of these, eight is better.
I got to tell you, she's just like me, where I'm never going to have to buy another pen or notepad again, because those hotel rooms, you know.
Well, that was also, she never met a pen or a notepad she didn't like, because she was always writing on anything and everything as soon as an idea came to her, you know, and filing it away. And I used to laugh. I'm like, you know, if you could write on the dog and get it to sit still long enough to shove it in a file, she would.
And after so many years, though, and hearing her routines and just her stories, did you ever get to a point where she would start telling a story for the first time and you already know the punchline? Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was because we were such a team. You know, we did the red carpet. We worked together as, I guess, performers and performing part. You know, we were an act that, of course, after a while, you knew the sense of exactly where things were going, as she did with me.
It's all there. It's like a photo album, scrapbook, as you say, photo essay. And I think it would make a great holiday gift, right? Because that's that time of the year.
It's a great holiday gift. It's truly a history of pop culture from the late 50s to 2014. Yeah, you know, my mother was so relevant and so current and always talking about what was going on while it was going on and what especially women were talking about and thinking in those times. It's a history.
Yeah, well, and as you know, you've mentioned several times, and she even mentioned it before, women, not only just in the comedy world, but in just offices and workplaces, were having a tough time. So she was a fighter. She really broke a lot of ground.
Always.
Yeah. Now, like I mentioned, the holidays are coming. We should give a shout-out to the charities that Joan Rivers loved and supported. So God's Love,
Absolutely.
We Deliver.
Guide Dogs for the Blind and God's Love, We Deliver.
And
name a few.
Yeah, well, I know, and she's changed so many lives. I've got to put you on the spot before we go. One last question. Who is the best dressed of your Fashion Police co-stars?
Brad.
I figured you were going there. Always looking snazzy in his little suits, right?
And by the way, I don't think anyone else could probably wear half the things that Brad wears, but he always has on something fabulous and amazing.
And, well, we've seen his body, fabulous and amazing under the clothes, too.
I know, we're always giving him so much grief about that. It's like, enough, we know.
Eat a burger once in a while.
It doesn't mean you need to show it off and make us feel bad every single day.
Well, you know what does make us feel good? The book, again, reflecting on Joan's life. It's Joan Rivers Confidential, in stores now. It makes a great gift this season. And you know what? Happy holidays, Melissa. Thanks for joining us today.
You too. Thank you so much for taking the time.